Hi, this is Morty Lefko with another edition of the weekly podcast, Conversations with Top Personal Development Bloggers. Every week we have a conversation with a blogger who has a slightly different take on personal development. There's so much valuable material being offered by personal development bloggers. This is the best place to find out which ones might provide you with just what you're looking for. What's unique about each blogger? Why they started writing their blog? How their personal experiences inform their writing? Why you ought to be reading their blog, and lots more. Today I have the pleasure to speak to Dragos Roa, and you've got a very interesting blog. I was just skimming through it earlier today. And what's the name of it? What do you call it, Dragos?
Dragos is my first name. First of all, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me here. It's a great honor, and I want to salute your audience. But Dragos means, it's just a name, but Roa means actually morning dew.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name? Is that the name of your website?
My name is dragosroa.com.
Okay.
That's the website, dragosroa.com.
Got it. Thank you. What was the impetus to start writing your blog? Well, what got you started?
Well, it's a kind of a long story. To start this story, I will try to make it short, but to start this story around my early 30s, I started to think about what am I going to do with my life. Until my 30s, I was kind of drifting around. I was working in a radio station because it happens that I have a good voice for radio, so actually I was living by reading out loud and not providing much value to other people. But around the age of 30, combined with a lot of interesting events in my personal life, I decided to start a company. So basically, when I was 30, I started my own company. I became an entrepreneur. I started an online publishing company. And 9 years later, I started when I was 29. And 9 years later, in 2008, I sold that company. And the moment I sold the company, I started to blog about personal development. I started to blog about my experience of being an entrepreneur, what I learned about being an entrepreneur. I started to write about my experiments in becoming raw vegan. For instance, I was raw vegan for 9 months, and I blogged about it, and all sorts of crazy things like 30 days challenges, and also about my trips. I travel around the world twice, and I also spent a lot of time in New Zealand, in Asia. Right now, I'm based in Bucharest, and I still continue to write, but I'm also having other projects in real life.
Okay. So you've been writing this since 2008, you're saying?
Yes. Actually, the impulse of starting the blog was related to me selling the company because I was having a non-compete agreement. After you sell your company, you sign a 2 years non-compete agreement. And actually, I took two sabbatical years in which I didn't do any business related to Romania on the online market, but I started to write in English a blog about personal development, and this is how I ended up writing a personal development blog in English in order not to tamper with the results of my, with my exit.
I got it. Okay. So what was your background in personal development? What made you go from internet publishing and business and entrepreneur to writing about personal development? What was your background?
My only qualities, as you may see in the blog, are curiosity and stubbornness. And this binom of curiosity and stubbornness made me undertake a lot of different challenges. So basically, I'm very curious about stuff, and I'm very stubborn to follow one thing until I get to the bottom of it. And this is how I did with my business. I became an entrepreneur starting with nothing. I had no knowledge whatsoever about running a business, about online field, about coding. I started to code by myself. I started to learn English by studying online documentation about how to write code. Right now, I'm proficient in 3 programming languages. And also, I started to write about personal development because there were a lot of, things that weren't quite in sync with a general way of seeing entrepreneurship, like competition, which I don't think it's very well understood right now. I go more for connection, which is a very different thing. I try to do business based on connection, not on competition. And basically because I wanted to share my experience of going ups and down and providing value and inspiration to other people. I don't think I provide advice because I don't believe in advice, but I wanted to live a life that's filled with nice experience. And those experiences may make other people pursue the goals, the dreams, and start a life of, you know, of thrill instead of following a frozen path of going to a job every day and, you know, becoming a modern slave or something like that.
Okay. So basically, it's all the experiences you had in creating your company, your personal experiences, what you learned about yourself, about life, is basically the experiences that you draw on to write your blog. And obviously the experiences you've had since then, right?
Yeah, precisely.
Well, who would you say you have a typical audience? Do you have any idea what your demographics are? Who reads your blog?
Yes, I have my top three countries are US, UK, and Romania. I'm still having quite a big followership in Romania. And the fourth country is India. There's quite a balanced, you know, between women and men. I have like 45 men and 55 women. They're all between the 25 and 45, and they are all interested either in entrepreneurship, freelancing, or other interesting stuff like, you know, I wrote a lot about my other experience, like starting to run. I started to run from nothing, and then I finished two marathons, and I'm preparing for an ultra marathon next year and an Ironman next year. I also started to learn tango. And right now I also teach tango, Argentine tango. I started 3 years ago, and I teach tango since 1.5 years. And all of those experiences are something that are giving me a lot of insights and a lot of material to write, and I'm exposed to a lot of you know, new experiences.
Very good. Very interesting. How often do you post, Dragos?
I used to post, you know, like... 3 times a day in the early stage, in the early days. 3 times a week, sorry.
Okay.
3 times a week.
That's enough.
But right now I write only when I, you know, when I have something important, like four to six times a month. But the blog, it's still floating, and it's floating very well because there are a lot of blog posts that are very well linked, very good SEO, and some of them became viral, some of them became books. I wrote 9 books. And right now, I only go through a more, you know, being in sync approach rather than being disciplined. But to get this, to get here, I was disciplined for the first 3 years. For the first 3 years of blogging, I wrote like 3 times a week, like clockwork.
Great. How would you describe what's unique about your blog? If we were taking the different personal growth bloggers, is there a particular thing about your blog that you would say is unique?
Yes, I think it's something related to the fact that I, you know, I myself. It's something that is related to my own experience, to my whole life experiences. I think you don't need to create a niche about something. You don't need to create the niche of, you know, pink shoes. You need to create a niche about your own personality, your own experiences. That's what makes you unique. The fact that you write about what's unique about you. But if you want to know a few strong points that are making me, you know, quite of, you know, interesting or nice to follow, nice to see, inspiring, maybe the fact that I am an entrepreneur for like 14 years right now, and I run constantly, and I also dance tango. Those three together combined, I think there are making quite a unique combination in the market.
I think so. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Has anybody particular influenced your thinking? Are there any role models, anybody you've read or taken a workshop with or something that's had a
significant
influence on you? Who are some of these people?
I've been very inspired by the work of Steve Pavlina back in 2005, 2006, 2007, stuff like that. I actually went to a workshop to the first workshop of Steve in 2000, back in 2009, right after I sold my company, I said, okay, now it's time for me to travel. I'm going to go to the United States. And there's also a very nice story about how I got my visa, because it's quite difficult to get your visa for the United States. So just very briefly, I will tell you the story because it's very interesting. As you know, Steve is located in Las Vegas. You know, so I bought my early bird ticket to the conference. I bought my plane tickets. And then I realized, man, I don't have a visa. So then I went to the embassy of U.S. in Bucharest. I stayed in line, and four out of five people were rejected. They didn't get a visa. They had all the questions lined up. They had all the papers, but they were rejected. No reason given whatsoever. And then I get to the counter, and a nice person asked me, "What are you going to do in Las Vegas, sir?" And I said, "I am going to the personal development workshop." And he looks at me and he asks, "Precisely, how much personal development are you going to take during that week, sir?" And I said, "Sir, I'm going to take as much personal development as I can. I assure you about it." And he gave me the visa instantly. And that's how I get my visa for Steve's first workshops. And that's how I got there. Steve was a big influence for me. And I got to meet Steve in Romania last year, and we also worked together. We organized a workshop here, an event, and I actually had the honor of introducing Steve to an audience. I was the host of the event that he held in Romania. And other than that, I think Tim Ferriss was a very interesting approach. I read it every now and then. And I also had a group of support people. When I started to blog, I didn't look at, you know, Leo Babauta. Leo is a very big, name in that, and he was at that time. I didn't look at Steve. I didn't want to get through them, like becoming their apprentices or something. I started to create my own group of bloggers who were at the same level, and we grew together. Like, I'm going to give you at least three names. There's Celestine Chua from Singapore, mm-hmm. Evelyn Lim from Singapore, and Stephen Aitchison, who is the biggest personal development blogger in UK. Yeah, his Scottish voice is the bigger in UK, the biggest
Steve,
in UK.
I know Steve also, yeah.
Yeah, and Steve also. That's what got me inspired.
Very good. Yeah, I know Steve Pavlin also. He's a friend of mine, and I remember him telling me when he was in Europe that several people set up workshops for him that he was very excited about. So I guess the one you set up was one of them. So that was great.
Yeah, it was a very interesting story. Very serendipitous. It just happened. Like in 9 days, we put together a workshop with people coming from five different countries, like 50 people paying a huge, fee to get there.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a long-term goal for your blog? Is there something you'd like to achieve with the blog itself?
No, not with the blog, but with my life.
Okay.
You know, as long as the blog is a reflection of my life, that's good. The blog in itself, it's not a mean to an end. It's something that I use, something that reflects my life day to day, something that I use to refine my skills of writing, of becoming a more skilled writer, of refining my English skills, because I didn't have any English class in my life. Mm-hmm. All the English I learned by myself, so there's no class.
You've done a pretty good job. You're doing fine here.
Okay, thanks a lot. You're kind. So the long-term goal is to reflect my life as clearly as possible and to become an inspiration to other people and help me express myself ultimately, because that's why we're here on this earth, to express ourselves, to give our measure of what we're capable of.
Very good. Thank you. Do you accept comments on your blog?
Yes, I do. I do. I had like a few viral posts that I told you about, especially huge list posts that are starting from 33 items to up to 100 items. They tend to get viral, and I had like more than 300 comments on those posts mm-hmm. at some point. And they became a little bit of a drag because Google gave a penalty to a page because it loaded very, very slow because of those comments. So, but right now I get comments, I enabled comments, I get like, for a good post, I get like 10 or 20 comments.
Mm-hmm. Do you respond to them generally?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. I got to the point that I can't answer all of them anymore. I respond to the ones where there's a question or whether there's some really interesting insight or whether they misinterpreted me. But ones where there's just somebody, saying what they think, I was answering them all, and then I just sort of ran out of time. So it's great that you can. Do you have a mission in life yourself, other than, to live your life fully, as you just said? Is there some sort of mission?
Yes, there's a personal mission to my life that would be to live something, live a boldly and courageous life, and be an inspiration to other people. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. We entrepreneurs, we people that are considered to be successful, mm-hmm. we are not perfect. We are actually as human as any other person, and we also have peaks and valleys. We also have depression. We also have lack of motivation. You know, we also have a lot of dark times in our lives. So if there's one mission to my personal mission is to show to other people that you can become successful, not by avoiding those pitfalls, mm-hmm. but by going through them, accept them, integrate them into your life, and overcome all these obstacles. There's no peak without a valley, they say. Mm-hmm. So if there will be one mission state, one personal mission is to tell to the people that after valley, there will always be some peak. So don't get stuck to the bottom of the valley. Find something inspiring and keep climbing.
Got it. Okay. So that sounds like the essence of your message.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the single most important thing you've told people that you think has made a difference in their lives?
The single most important thing that I told to the people?
Yeah, that you think has made a difference in people.
In people?
Yeah. I mean, is there any particular message of all the things you've said that you think has made the biggest difference in people's lives?
Yeah, there is. I don't think it's a personal message. There is a couple of posts that became viral. That they're still the big part of the traffic of my blog. They're called 100 Ways to Live a Better Life, and there's a counterpart which is called 100 Ways to Screw Up Your Life.
Uh-huh.
So basically, they're like in a mirror or something. And those blog posts became viral like hours after I wrote them back in 2009. And they're still the essence of the blog, of the traffic of the blog. I get roughly 1,000 unique visitors each day to the blog. And a lot of the traffic goes to those posts again. And based on those posts, I wrote 2 books based on those posts. And I self-published through Amazon. And they got translated into Korean. Mm. They got translated into Farsi. They are actually distributed in Iran. People are reading them. And all the people I said, okay, this book has made a huge difference. I sold like more than 6,000 copies in Korea, and I've never been there. I've never been then to Korea. Everything was done through mail, through email, and I think the essence of the message is in those 2 blog posts, and those blog posts are keep attracting people to my blog, and they obviously keep making a difference in those lives.
Congratulations, that's exciting.
Thanks.
And the URL, I think you've just told us,
DragosRoa.com.
DragosRoa.com.
Yeah, that's my name.
Got it. Now, is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know about you or your blog so that they might be able to decide, here's a guy that's worth spending some time with? Anything that you haven't said? You may have covered it already, but this is just sort of a catch-all. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would like to add something about my books. You know that Steve recently, not recently, like 1 or 2 years ago, uncopyrighted mm-hmm. all his writing. You know that. I wrote 9 books and self-published all of them. And the topics on these books are motivation, inspiration, personal productivity. I created my own personal productivity framework, which is something that goes, in my opinion, on top of GTD. And there is also a blog called 30 Sentences for a Millionaire Mindset, something that I learned by selling my company. And all those books are not uncopyrighted, but right now are distributed for free. There is a new way of distributing my books that I started back in June. And actually, people can download all the books from my website, read them for free. And if they think it is worth a contribution, something they want to give back for what they read, they can do this. They have the link inside the book and inside the PDF, and they can send money back. And if they're not, if they consider that that wasn't something valuable for them, they're free not to do it. So basically, I give them the content first, and if they want to pay, they pay as much as they like. Mm-hmm. So that's something that may draw some people in, because there are 9 self-improvement books. Like I said, 2 of them were translated into a lot of other languages. I only told you about Korean and the Farsi, but I also translated in Japanese and Dutch. Mm-hmm. That would be it. There's a lot of stuff that we can talk about, because I do a lot of stuff. Right now, I created a co-working space in Bucharest that I'm managing right now. That's my latest business that started in April. And I actually have a place, a real place, where people are coming to meet and start their new business. There are a few startups already located there, and I also held a weekly event called Open Connect, in which I have around 80 to 100 person coming each Thursday, and they're pitching their ideas and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff going on. I think people should go there and pick whatever they fill their cup, I don't know, something. Just go there and see if there's something interesting, because a lot more than we covered here.
Well, you're a fascinating guy doing a lot of really interesting things. And I urge everybody listening to this to at least spend a few minutes. Go take a look at a couple of the blog posts that Dragos has putting up, and take a look at some of his free ebooks, and see if here's somebody that that speaks to you. His voice is somebody that you respond to. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it over there in Romania. I guess it's pretty late over there now.
It's
11 o'clock at night. It's interesting. I'm doing workshops now, and it's just fascinating. I have a workshop with 20 people, and I have 11 countries. So it's just, now it's not just your country or nearby. It's people all over the world are finding out about interesting things and showing up and reading blogs. We've got 154 countries have seen my work. In some cases, it's only like one person, like somebody from Malta, one person. So there's maybe 50, 100 countries that have only been one person. But 154 countries on our analytics. So it's just interesting to see all over the world people are finding people and responding, and it really is a global market nowadays, a global conversation going on. So it was great speaking to you in Romania. And
thanks a lot, Marty.
A lot of love and luck coming from the U.S. to you. And hopefully we will have a chance to talk again soon. But again, I urge everybody to find out more about you. You look like a fascinating guy.
Thanks a lot. Wishing all the best to your audience.